I said, I am doing a lot of preaching in a short time.
啊，我刚才跟温牧师说，我这短短的时间讲了很多道。
Maybe I will say everything I know and start making up things.
我也许已经说过了，我知道的所有的事情就开始编故事了。
No, I won't do that.
我不会编故事的。
We've been talking about becoming a friend of God.
啊，我们一直在说成为神的朋友。
And last night we talked about the fact that God reached out to people to become their friend.
昨晚我们说到神主动的来寻找人成为我们的朋友。
We talked about the fact that he made it possible for us to become his friend by first giving the law and then by Jesus coming to this world.
他通过颁布律法并且让耶稣基督来到这个世界上让我们有可能成为神的朋友。
Because sin is rebellion against God, then sin has to be taken care of for us to be able to have a friendship with God.
因为犯罪就是背离神，犯罪就是远离神，所以啊，我们在跟神成为朋友之前，必须要先来对付罪。
You remember we talked about the fact that friendship is an emotional attachment with an absence of hostility.
大家也记得我们说过，友情就是说有一种情感上的连接，这其中并没有敌意。
So God wants us to love Him with all of our hearts.
所以神要我们全心的来爱他。
Because He loved us.
因为他爱我们。
And He wants the hostility to be gone, the sin to be gone from our lives.
他希望我们的生命中没有罪，没有这样的敌意。
I mentioned last night that I wanted to use Abraham as a model to learn about becoming a friend of God.
昨晚我提到我想要用亚伯拉罕作为一个例子来谈如何成为神的朋友。
I said I wanted to use him because he is the only person in Scripture that is mentioned both in the Old Testament and the New Testament as being God's friend.
我希望用亚伯拉罕做例子，因为他是唯一一个在旧约和新约都提到说他是神的朋友的人。
That doesn't mean he's the only friend of God in the Bible.
并不是说他是整本圣经中神唯一的朋友。
It just means that God emphasized that in the life of Abraham.
只是说神在亚伯拉罕的一生中强调这一点。
This afternoon we talked about the importance of believing God if we're going to be his friend.
今天下午我们谈到了在成为神的朋友过程中我们首先要信。
We looked at the book of Hebrews and we saw that Abraham believed God.
我们看到了希伯来书说亚伯拉罕信神。
Then we went back to the book of Genesis and looked at how that faith in God worked out in his life.
然后我们也看到了在创世纪中亚伯拉罕的信心是怎样的在他的生命中产生了果效。
I noticed there are several of you that were not here this afternoon, so please bear with me if I repeat myself some.
我注意到有些人可能下午的时候没有在这里，所以我可能会重复一些下午谈到的地方。
We talked about the fact that Abraham believed God in spite of his circumstances.
我们谈到说亚伯拉罕信神，不论他处在怎样的环境中。
Abraham believed God in spite of the fact that nobody else seemed to be believing God.
虽然周围的人好像都不信神，但是亚伯拉罕却信神。
Abraham was not perfect.
亚伯拉罕并不完美。
Abraham made some mistakes.
他也犯错。
He got sidetracked in a city called Haran.
在哈兰的时候，他也有走偏的时候。
His father had gone with him initially.
最开始的时候，他的父亲和他一起。
But his father seems to have grown weary of the journey.
但是后来他的父亲在这个旅途中就会觉得疲劳。
They came from a very prosperous city.
他们来自一个很繁华的城市。
They had many conveniences.
在那里生活很便利。
And when they began their travel, they lived in tents.
但是当他们启程开始旅行的时候，他们住在帐篷里。
Obviously, that wouldn't be as comfortable as living in a big city.
很显然的，住帐篷和住在大城市相比就很不舒服了。
So when they came to the city of Haran, Abraham's father seemed to say, Oh, let's stop.
所以当他们到哈兰的时候，也许亚伯拉罕的父亲就说，好吧，我们就停下来吧。
And they did stop. That wasn't bad in and of itself.
所以他们就停下来， 停下来这本身并不是一件坏事或者错误的事情。
But the Bible says they not only stopped, but they stayed in Haran.
但是圣经中说到他们不只是在哈兰停留，而是停在了那里。
We don't know exactly how long they stayed.
我们不知道他们具体住了多久。
We do know that Abraham's father's life came to an end there.
但我们确实知道亚伯拉罕的父亲死在了哈兰。
And we also know that Abraham's father seems to have gone back and began worshiping idols again.
我们也看到他的父亲在哈兰的时候回到了过去那种拜偶像的日子。
He got very excited about God's call for his son Abraham at first.
他一开始对神对亚伯拉罕的呼召感到很激动。
But then the difficulties of the journey seemed to wear that away.
但是在旅途中遇到的各种困难让他的热情慢慢的减退了。
And he slipped back into his old lifestyle of worshiping idols.
所以他回到了他过去拜偶像的那种生活当中。
Thankfully, Abraham didn't do that.
幸好亚伯拉罕并没有回到那样子的生活中。
God came back to Abraham and renewed his call.
神来到亚伯兰面前，重新的对他有一个呼召。
And Abraham responded to that call.
亚伯兰也回应了神的呼召。
So tonight, I want to talk to you about the importance of connecting faith and obedience.
今天晚上我想要跟大家分享的是把信心和顺服连接起来的重要性。
There are three places in Scripture where it specifically says Abraham believed God and that became righteousness.
有圣经中有三处经文讲到说亚伯拉罕信神，因此称他为义人。
One of those places is in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6.
其中一个地方就是在创世纪十五章的第六节。
The other two are in the New Testament. One is in Galatians chapter 3, verse 6.
其他两个的话是在新约。
The other is in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 23. Now, you don't need to look those up. I'm just mentioning those.
一个是在Galatians, 加拉太书。另外一个是在雅各书。
Okay, and then James, did you get James?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's important that the same statement is made all three of those places.
所以很重要的我们要看到这样同样的事情在圣经中出现了三遍。
God ties faith and righteousness together.
神将人对耶和华的信和义连接在了一起。
In the book of James, there's another statement that's very important.
在雅各书中还有一处经文很重要。
That statement is faith without works is dead.
就是没有行动的信心是死的。
So if you just believe in your head,
就是说如果你只是用脑子来相信
and you don't act in your life,
但是你在生活中却不做任何的事情
then your faith becomes meaningless.
你这样的话你的信心也是没有意义的。
So we actually show that we believe by our obedience.
所以我们通过我们的顺服显示我们的神的信心。
So when God asked me to do something,
所以当神让我去做一些事情的时候
and I do what he asked me to do, I show that I believe him.
我做了他所要求我做的事情，这也就显示出来我相信他。
That is very important.
这一点很重要。
Because there are lots of people who say, oh, I believe in God.
因为很多人说，我相信神。
I'm a Christian.
我是一个基督徒。
But their life says nothing like that.
但他们的生活中却并不是这样子的。
They live in ways that Jesus Christ would not live.
他们生活的方式是主耶稣不会生活的方式。
They do things the Bible clearly tells them not to do.
他们所做的事情是圣经明确指示不可以做的事情。
So their lack of obedience kills their faith.
所以他们这样子的不顺服也就在某种程度上说杀死了他们的信心。
James, the epistle of James is a very practical book.
所以这雅各书是一个很实际的一本书。
He talks about this further when he says, even the devils believe in God.
他接下来说，甚至是魔鬼都相信神。
They don't obey him, but they believe in him.
也就是说，魔鬼他们不顺服神，但他们相信神。
So it's very important that we understand that faith and obedience connect together.
所以很重要的，我们要知道信心和顺服是紧密相连的。
So the foundation of our friendship with God is our faith.
所以我们与神成为朋友的基础是我们的信心。
The carrying out of that friendship is in our obedience to God.
但是正是因着我们对神的顺服，我们与神的朋友的关系才能显示出来。
Let me illustrate it for you like this.
让我来解释一下。
Let's say a young man falls in love with a young woman.
就像一个年轻人爱上了一位年轻的女士。
And she responds to him and says, I love you too.
这位女士对他说，我也爱你。
But if that young woman continues to look at other young men,
但是如果这个年轻的女士还在继续的不停的去看别的年轻的男士，
her words to the first young man are not going to mean anything.
她最开始对第一个男士说的我也爱你就没有任何意义了。
So if we say we love God,
所以如果我们说我们爱神，
but then we don't act like we love God,
但是我们的行为中却没有表现出来我们爱神，
there's a problem.
这就有问题了。
So tonight I want to talk to you about the importance of obedience to God in this friendship.
所以今天晚上我想要跟大家分享在我们成为神的朋友这过程中顺服的重要性。
We've already talked about how Abraham obeyed God when he first called him.
我们已经说了亚伯拉罕如何在神第一次呼召他的时候就顺服了神。
That was very important because no one else was hearing God's call.
这很重要，因为别的人都没有听到神的呼召。
And there may be times in your life when God speaks to you and nobody else seems to be hearing him.
这很重要，因为也许在你的生活中就有这样子的时刻，神呼召你，但是别人可能没有听到。
But if you want to develop a friendship with God, you've got to listen to him rather than to them.
所以当你想要跟神建立很亲密的友谊的时候，我们就要注意我们要听神的声音，而不是周围人的声音。
Abraham did that.
亚伯拉罕就是这么做的。
And he left his hometown and began to go in the direction that God had asked him to go.
所以他离开了本地本族，而走向神所指示他的地方去。
He left behind all of the comforts.
他离开了那些很舒适的环境。
He left behind all of his friends
离开了他的朋友
because he wanted to be a friend of God.
因为他想要成为神的朋友。
That friendship paid off with Abraham in a number of ways.
他这样子的顺服在很多的环境和条件下都变成了对他的一种祝福。
And I want to look at some different stories in Abraham's life that illustrate that.
我想通过亚伯拉罕一生中的几个故事来分享这一点。
God was a special friend to Abraham at some very critical times in his life.
在亚伯拉罕生命的一个特别关键的时期，神是他一位很特别的朋友。
Abraham had brought his nephew with him when he left his hometown.
亚伯拉罕离开他家乡的时候带着他的侄子。
That man's name was Lot.
他的名字叫罗德。
And Abraham helped Lot.
亚伯拉罕帮助罗德。
Abraham became wealthy, and then he helped Lot become wealthy.
亚伯拉罕变得很富有，他也帮助罗德变得很富有。
Their wealth was made up of livestock.
他们有很多的牲口。
They had large flocks of sheep and goats.
他们有很多的牛，有羊。
And Abraham wasn't selfish.
亚伯拉罕并不是一个自私的人。
He helped Lot get a start, and Lot became very successful.
他帮助罗德，让罗德也成为一个很成功的人。
In fact, they became so successful that it became difficult for them to live together.
罗德也变得很成功，以至于他们两家人不能够一起生活在同一个地方。
It wasn't because they didn't get along with each other.
并不是因为他们两家人关系不好。
It was because they both had large flocks of animals.
而是因为他们每个人都有很多的牲口。
Those animals had to have food. They had to have water.
这些牲口需要有食物，需要有水。
Everybody wanted the closest well and the best pasture.
每一个人都想要得到最近的这些水和粮食。
So their herdsmen began to fight with each other.
所以他们的牧人就开始相互的争执。
And Abraham said to Lot, Oh, we're not going to fight. We're brethren.
亚伯兰罕就对罗德说，你我不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。
And Abraham gave his nephew the first choice when they decided which way to go.
所以当他们决定要去到哪里的时候，亚伯拉罕让他的侄子先来选择。
Abraham said, look over the countryside, and you decide which place you want.
亚伯拉罕对他说，你去看周围这些地方，你想要去哪儿。
Lot looked at the well-watered fields or plains that were headed toward the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
罗德就看到了那个特别滋润的、特别富饶的一片土地，是在索多玛附近的。
There was plenty of water. There was plenty of grass.
那有很多的水，也有很多的草。
It looked like the ideal place for a man who had flocks and herds.
看上去是对一个有很多牲畜要养活的人来说，是一个很好的地方。
Abraham ended up with the mountains.
所以亚伯拉罕就选择了住在山地。
And at first you might think, oh, that's not fair.
一开始你也许会想，这不公平啊。
This young man who got his start from his uncle,
这个年轻人他最开始通过他叔叔的努力
takes advantage of his first choice to take the best land.
他成功以后呢，反而选择了最好的那个土地。
But Abraham was a friend of God.
但是亚伯拉罕他是神的朋友。
And God brought that decision to Abraham's benefit or good.
神也让亚伯拉罕的这个决定给他自己带来了益处，是对他自己有益的。
Perhaps you remember that story.
也许你记得这个故事。
Lot went into these plains, the well-watered plains of Jordan, they're called.
罗德就去到了这个很富饶的这个平原地带。
But there were wicked cities there.
但这里面的人都是很败坏的。
And God ended up pouring out his wrath on those cities.
所以神就降下那个硫磺在这些城市当中。
And that land that had been so good and so appealing.
那个曾经特别富饶、特别吸引人的土地。
It was destroyed.
就被彻底的毁坏了。
But Abraham was in the mountains, and Abraham ended up being in the best place.
亚伯拉罕呢，他是住在山地，所以他在这个硫磺火湖降下来的时候，反而是最安全的。
God, Abraham was a friend of God, and God took care of him.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友，所以神帮助了他。
I'm absolutely convinced that God still does that.
我很确信神依旧这么做。
When I was a boy growing up, our family was very poor.
当我还是个小孩子的时候，我们家条件不是很好。
Sometimes we didn't even have the things we really needed.
有时候我们都没有生活的这些必需品。
But my mother and father were doing what they felt like God wanted them to do.
但是我的父母却做他们认为神所让他们做的事情。
And my mother was a woman, a great woman of prayer.
我的母亲是一个很伟大的祷告的女人。
I remember one time our washing machine broke.
我记得有一次我们家的这个洗衣机坏掉了。
My parents didn't have the money to get a new one.
我们家也没有钱去买一个新的洗衣机。
They didn't even have enough money to get a used one.
他们甚至没有钱去买一个二手的洗衣机。
And so my mother was on her knees washing our clothes in the bathtub.
所以我妈妈当时就跪在那个浴缸里面洗我们的衣服。
But while she washed clothes, she was praying.
但是当她在那样洗衣服的时候，她也在祷告。
She said, now, Lord, we're where you want us to be.
她说，主啊，你想让我们在哪里？
And I will do whatever you want me to do.
我会做你让我做的一切事情。
But she said, this is a very, very hard job, and it's hurting my hands. I have arthritis.
他也说，但是这样洗衣服是一件特别辛苦的工作，我的手都已经磨破了。
She said, I want you to give me a washing machine and I want a good one.
他说，我想要你给我一个洗衣机，而且我想要一个好的洗衣机。
And I would like to have one that's fairly new.
我想要一个基本上是新着的洗衣机。
That sounds a little bit brave and bold, doesn't it?
这个祷告听上去有点太勇敢了，是吗？
My mother was telling God what she wanted.
我妈妈在跟神说她想要的东西。
But I want to tell you that every day of her life she talked with God.
但是我想告诉你的是，她生命的每一天她都跟神说话。
She had come to decision-making times in her life, and she had done what God wanted her to do.
当她每次做决定的时候，她都是做着合神心意的决定。
And now it was time for God to respond to his side of that friendship.
所以现在也就是神在友谊的这一这个友情的这一面来回复这个他的母亲的时候。
I remember very well when the telephone rang at our house.
我记得非常清楚，就是有一天电话响了。
And my mother picked that phone up, and there was a man on the other end that said, I have a very good, nearly new washing machine for you.
我记得当时妈妈接了电话，然后有一个人在电话那头说，我有一个非常好的，基本上是全新的洗衣机。
He said this was in a rental property that I have, and those people already have one.
这个洗衣机是我们在我们租的一个房子里，但他们已经有洗衣机了。
So I need to get rid of this one, and I don't have a place for it. Do you need one?
所以我现在需要处理掉这个洗衣机，我们已经不需要这个洗衣机了，你需要吗？
My mother was crying and praising God because God had met her need.
我妈妈当时就大哭，然后再赞美神，因为神满足了他的需要。
I believe with all of my heart that God still does that.
我全心的相信神依旧是这样做的。
I could tell you story after story tonight of God's provision for His friends.
我可以一整晚都在给你们讲各种各样的故事，告诉你们神为他的朋友所预备的。
It doesn't mean our lives are always painless and without difficulty.
并不是说我们的生活是一帆风顺，没有痛苦的。
But it does mean that when the difficulties come, God, our friend, steps up.
但是当我们遇到困难，面对困境的时候，神，我们的朋友会站起来。
And God did that for Abraham.
神就是这样为亚伯拉罕行的。
The second success story or the second big incident in Abraham's life that I want to talk about,
第二个我想分享的亚伯拉罕这一生中的第二个故事是
has to do with Lot too.
也是跟罗德有关的。
He went to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
罗德去到了这个索多玛。
And there were five kings that agreed together to attack those cities.
当时有五个王起来，他们要一起攻打这些城。
They came upon them by surprise.
他们就发动了一个突然的袭击。
And they broke into their cities and they carried Lot off.
所以他们就攻陷了这座城，也掳走了罗德。
You can find this story in Genesis chapter 14.
你们可以在创世纪第14章找到这个故事。
They took Lot and they took his family and they took everything he had.
所以他们就掳去了罗德，他的家人和他所有的一切。
But somebody went to the mountains and told Abraham they've taken Lot.
但有一个人就跑到山地去告诉亚伯兰说他们掳走了罗德。
And Abraham felt that God would have him to take his people and get Lot back.
亚伯拉罕就觉得神告诉他说要带着他自己的人去把罗德救回来。
Now these five kings were used to fighting battles.
这五个王他们是常年征战的。
They thought they had won a great victory.
他们认为他们已经取得大胜。
So they were relaxing and reveling in their success.
所以他们就在很轻松的、很放松的在庆祝自己的胜利。
But under God's direction, Abraham came and surprised them.
但是在神的指导之下，亚伯拉罕突然的袭击了他们。
And he brought Lot back and all of Lot's people and all of Lot's things.
然后亚伯拉罕就夺回了罗德他的财物和所有他的人。
So God gave Abraham a great victory because he was his friend.
所以因为亚伯拉罕是神的朋友，神让亚伯拉罕在这里取得了大胜。
I'm not saying tonight that God is going to always give you great successes.
我并不是说神永远都会让你得胜。
What I am saying is, when you believe God and you obey God, you free God to help you.
而我是在说，当你相信神、顺服神的时候，你让神可以来帮助你得胜。
The third incident has to do with Lot as well.
第三个我要跟大家分享的也是跟罗德有关。
You remember Lot chose the plains of Jordan.
大家记得罗德选择了在约旦河平原居住。
And he moved his family into those wicked cities.
所以他也把他的家慢慢地挪到了那些败坏的城市。
The wickedness of those cities was so great that God decided to destroy them.
因为这些城的罪恶极大，所以神决定要毁灭这些城。
So,there were angels who came to Lot's tent, or Abraham's tent, I'm sorry.
所以有天使来到亚伯拉罕的帐篷。
And as they were getting ready to leave, God says, shall I keep what I'm going to do from my friend Abraham?
当这二人准备离开的时候，神对他们说，难道我们所做的应该对亚伯拉罕保密吗？
So God decided that he would tell Abraham what he was going to do.
所以神决定说他会告诉亚伯拉罕他所要做的。
And he said, Abraham, I'm going down to destroy those cities where Lot lives.
耶和华说我要去毁灭罗德现在住着的那些城市。
And one of the most beautiful pictures in all of the Bible is Abraham praying for Lot.
在圣经中一个很美好的画面就是亚伯拉罕为罗德来祷告。
Abraham says, Oh Lord, you wouldn't destroy the righteous with the wicked.
亚伯拉罕说神啊你不会连同那个将义人和恶人一同都毁灭。
He said, if there are 50 righteous people, will you spare those cities?
他说假如这城里只有50个义人你会为他们而不毁灭这城吗？
And God responded to his friend's prayer.
神回复了他的朋友的祷告。
God said, I won't destroy the cities if there are 50 righteous people.
神说，我若在索多玛城里见到有50个义人，我就为他们的缘故饶恕那地方的众人。
Abraham said, if there are 40, will you not destroy it?
亚伯拉罕又说，假如在那里只有40个又怎样呢？
And he came down and down and down until he said, if there are only 10, will you not destroy the city?
后来他把这个数字减了又减，亚伯拉罕最后对神说，如果那里只有十个人呢，你会为了这十个人而不毁灭这座城吗？
And do you know what God said to his friend Abraham?
你知道神是怎样回应他的朋友亚伯拉罕吗？
He said, Abraham, if there are 10 righteous people, I will not destroy those cities.
他说就为这十个义人的缘故我也不毁灭那城。
That's an incredible prayer of intercession.
这是一个特别美好的一个祷告。
Abraham is standing between God and judgment that's about to be poured out on those cities.
亚伯拉罕站在神和神的审判之间。
Abraham has a friend relationship with God to where they can talk about this and God is willing to listen to Abraham.
神和亚伯拉罕有一个很好的关系，以至于亚伯拉罕和神可以来交流，可以来讨论这件事，而神会听从亚伯拉罕的所说的。
Abraham loved Lot.
亚伯拉罕爱罗德。
And he didn't want him to be destroyed.
他不希望罗德被毁灭。
So God goes down to the cities and sends his angels to bring about the destruction.
所以神去到派他的天使去到那些城去毁灭那个城。
There aren't 10 righteous people in those cities.
但那个城里并没有十个义人。
There's Lot and his wife and his two young daughters.
只有罗德他的妻子和他两个年幼的女儿。
So God's judgment was on the way.
所以神的审判就要来临。
And the angels say to Lot, they take him by the arm and speak to him.
天使就抓着罗德的胳膊对他说。
And they say, you've got to get out of this city.
你要马上离开这座城。
We can't do anything until you're gone.
我们, 直到你走了, 我们才能, 接下来, 我们做, 我们的事情, 你不走,
What that's saying is, God's judgment was held back by Abraham's prayer for Lot.
这就是说, 神的审判, 因为亚伯拉罕为罗德的祷告, 所以被, 被, 拖延, 被延迟了。
One of the reasons you need to be a friend of God is because there are people who depend on you.
你要成为神的朋友, 其中一个原因就是说, 你要知道有的人他是要依靠你需要你的。
Satan wants to destroy your family, your friends.
撒旦想要毁掉你的家, 你的朋友。
And God would like to have you be a friend that can stand in the way and say, Oh God, have mercy on my family, on my children.
而神想要让你成为一个朋友, 站在那里来祷告来说, 主啊, 求你怜悯我的家人, 我的朋友。
Have mercy on my friends and acquaintances.
求你怜悯我的朋友和我认识的这些人。
Abraham believed and obeyed God, and it made him effective in his praying.
亚伯拉罕信神, 并且顺服神, 让他的祷告是很有功效的。
There are so many people that the only time they pray is when they get in trouble.
有很多人只有在遇到困难的时候才会祷告。
Oh God, help me, I'm in trouble.
主啊, 帮助我, 我遇到困难了。
Oh God, get me out of this mess.
主啊, 帮助我脱离这个困境。
Oh God, this hurts so bad, make it quit.
主啊, 这太难受了, 让它赶紧结束吧。
It's amazing how religious people become when they get in trouble.
就很难想象人们会在遇到困难的时候变得那么的敬虔。
But if you're not a friend of God, there's a problem with that prayer.
但如果你不是神的朋友, 你这样子的祷告就有一个问题。
That prayer is very self-centered.
这是一个很以自我为中心的祷告。
It basically says, I want to go on ignoring you and disobeying you, but I want you to help me right now because it hurts.
就好像在说, 我不会服从你, 我不会尊崇你, 但是现在我要你来帮助我, 因为太难受了。
But how much better to have a person be a friend of God?
但是如果你能成为神的朋友, 情况就会不同。
And have them be able to come and say, You are my friend, Lord. I'm living to please you.
就像你, 来到主的面前说, 主啊, 我是你的朋友, 我活着是为了取悦你。
And I want you to help in these circumstances.
我希望你可以在这样子的环境中来帮助我。
We had a lady in our church.
我们教会有一个姐妹。
She was an older lady. Her husband had passed away many years before.
是一位年长的姊妹, 她的丈夫已经, 过世了。
She was very shy.
她是一个很内向的姊妹。
She would slip out a side door and I wouldn't even get a chance to shake hands with her.
经常她就从侧门就溜走了, 我通常都没有机会来跟她问安。
But she was a special friend of God.
但她却是一位特别的神的朋友。
She lived alone.
她自己一个人住。
She spent lots of her time praying and reading God's word.
她花很多的时间来祷告, 来读神的话。
And everybody in our church had confidence in this lady.
我们教会的每一个人都对这个姐妹特别的有信心。
When any of us had problems or battles, we'd call her.
当我们任何人遇到困难或者困境的时候, 我们就给这个姐妹打电话。
We knew she was a friend of God.
因为我们知道她是神的朋友。
And God answered her prayer so many times.
神也无数次地回应了她的祷告。
God answered Abraham's prayer and spared Lot.
神, 回应了亚伯拉罕的祷告, 救出了罗德。
Abraham was a friend of God and it made him successful in defending or praying for Lot.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友, 这样子让他能够很成功地去, 能够帮助罗德, 救出罗德。
There's another incident that I'll talk more about tomorrow, so I'll just touch on it briefly tonight.
还有一个故事是我明天想要跟大家分享的, 今天就简单地来说一下。
And that is there came a time in Abraham's life where he had the greatest temptation he ever had.
那是在亚伯拉罕一生中最受试探的时候。
But because Abraham was a friend of God, he chose to do the right thing.
但因为亚伯拉罕是神的朋友，所以他决定去做对的事情。
And because he made that choice, God promised to bless him abundantly.
正因为他做了那样子的决定去顺服神，神也大大的祝福他。
Abraham was able to pass that test because he was a friend of God.
亚伯拉罕能够胜过那样子的试探和试验，是因为他是神的朋友。
One more thing.
In
Genesis 24,
在创世纪24章,
we have the story of Abraham praying about his son's wife.
我们有讲到亚伯拉罕为他儿子的娶妻来祷告。
Abraham lived among people who did not believe like he did.
亚伯拉罕住在这个一群不信神的人当中。
And he wanted his son to marry someone who believed in his God.
亚伯拉罕希望他的儿子可以娶一个信神的妻子。
Now you remember he had his son when he was an old man.
大家知道他是在年纪很大的时候才有了这个儿子。
Both he and his wife were very old.
他和他的太太那时候都年纪很大了。
They shouldn't have been able to have any children.
他们本已经不该生育了。
But God said, I'm going to give you a son.
但是神说我要给你一个儿子。
And he did.
神也确实这样成就了。
His son was born miraculously.
他的儿子就这样很神奇地出生了。
And God had promised that through this son, he was going to begin a race of people.
神也说他借着这个儿子将要成为大国。
And so Abraham was very, very concerned that his son get the right wife.
所以他也很希望他的儿子可以得到一个合适的妻子。
So he sent a servant back to the city of Haran.
所以他就派他的仆人回到哈兰。
There were some family members there who believed in his God.
因为在那里还有他们的亲人，然后他们是信上帝的。
And so he sent his servant back to find a wife for his son.
所以他派他的仆人去为他的儿子寻一个妻子。
That may sound a little bit strange to us.
这听上去对我们来说觉得很奇怪。
Here in America, our young people like to find their own companions.
在美国，年轻人他们都是自由恋爱。
My children have not asked me.
我的孩子们都从来没有问过我。
Well, I should say they have asked me if I approved.
他们问过我，我是否同意。
But most of the time, they were already in a relationship.
但是大多数时候他们都已经在谈恋爱才来问我。
And that makes it a little challenging.
所以对我来说要说不也很难。
But I have five children.
但我有五个孩子。
And to me, it's very, very important that they marry the right person.
对我来说他们娶到合适的妻子是很重要的。
So my wife and I have prayed a great deal about our children and the people they marry.
所以我和我的妻子为孩子们的配偶很用心的祷告。
So far, we have four that are married.
我们现在有四个孩子已经结婚了。
I'm sorry, I should say we have three that are married.
我应该说三个。
I have one boy and four girls.
我有一个儿子，四个女孩。
The oldest three girls are married.
最大的三个女儿结婚了。
My one son has never been able to find himself a wife.
我最小的儿子从来一直都没有办法给自己找到一个合适的妻子。
He's 36 years old.
他已经36岁了。
So my wife and I are praying hard.
所以我和我的太太都很用心地为这件事情来祷告。
Please don't tell him I said that.
不要告诉他我说了这些话。
He would be very offended.
他会觉得被触犯了。
But it has been so important that our daughters find the right person.
但是对我们的女儿来说，找到一个合适的人太重要了。
I have one daughter left at home.
我家里还有一个女儿。
And we have prayed much about her.
我们也很用心地为她祷告。
Now, I don't know how Chinese people feel about this.
我不知道中国人对这个是怎么看的。
Maybe you think it's no big deal who they marry.
也许你觉得他们娶谁或者嫁谁并不重要。
That must not be true.
我觉得一定不是这样的。
Maybe you want them to marry somebody rich.
或者你想让他们嫁一个有钱人。
Then they can take care of you when you're old.
这样当你年老的时候他们就可以来照顾你。
But most of all, I want my children to marry someone who loves God.
但是很重要的我希望我的孩子们可以 他们的配偶也是爱神的。
I've tried to teach them how I believe Scripture teaches us to live.
我要很努力地告诉他们圣经经文是怎样教会我们怎样去生活。
And I want them to marry someone who believes like that.
我想要他们的配偶也是有同样的信仰的。
Someone was asking me how many grandchildren I have.
有人刚才问我有多少个外孙孙子。
I only have one grandson.
我只有一个。
But I'm about to have several more.
但是我将会有更多的这个外孙。
My daughter who has the one grandson is pregnant with another grandson.
我这个已经有一个外孙的这个女儿，她现在又怀孕了，要生第二个外孙。
And he's supposed to be born in May.
她五月份就会来到这个世界。
So I will then have two.
那时候我就会有两个外孙。
My oldest daughter and her husband have wanted children for years.
我那个最大女儿，他们就很想要个孩子。
But they've never been able to have any.
但他们一直都没有孩子。
And they have taken two beautiful foster children.
他们领养了两个。
Who come from very unfortunate home circumstances.
两个从非常不好的环境中领养两个孩子。
And they have become available for adoption.
所以后来他们就被领养。
So this week, my daughter called me and said, Dad, please pray.
这周我女儿给我打电话说，爸爸，麻烦你为我们祷告。
Please pray that we'll find God's will about whether we should adopt these children.
所以就是为我们祷告，让我们知道我们领养这两个孩子是不是合神心意的。
All of us know that sometimes those adoption circumstances don't go well.
我们都知道有时候这样子的领养的手续过程并不是很顺利的。
And we can't see what the future holds.
我们并不知道未来会发生什么。
We don't know what will come.
我不知道将来会是什么样。
But God does.
但神知道。
And I want to be a good friend of God so I can say to him, please help us.
我想要成为神的一个好朋友，然后我就可以对他说，主啊，帮助我们。
If he knows that it will not go well, he can help us not to make a mistake.
如果他知道这个事情将来不会很好的有很好的结果的话，他可以帮助我们做出最合适的选择。
There have been times in the past when my daughter and son-in-law thought about adopting some children.
之前我的这个女儿和女婿他们就因为这个领养发生过争执。
And we prayed about it and felt like it wasn't the right thing.
我们就为这件事情祷告，后来认为这并不是应该做和合宜的。
I don't mean just that my wife and I felt like it wasn't the right thing.
并不是只有我和我太太认为这样做不对。
I mean they felt that way, and we felt that way.
而他们是这样，我女儿和女婿是这样认为的，我们也是这样认为的。
And enough time has passed until we've been able to look back and see that God was right.
当过了一段时间，我们回头再看的时候，我们看到神让我们做的这个决定是对的。
That wouldn't have been a good thing for them.
如果当时领养的话，不会是一个很好的一个选择。
So right now we're praying about this.
所以现在我们为这件事情在祷告。
If the Lord brings it to your mind, I would appreciate you praying for my family.
所以我会很感恩，因为如果你们也为我们的家庭来祷告的话。
We want to make the right decision.
我们想要做最合适的选择。
My daughter and son-in-law are very concerned about that.
我女儿和女婿他们很担心这件事情。
But it is so good to know that you have a friend in God.
但是当你知道你有一个神是你的朋友的时候，这是一件特别好的事情。
There's no hostility between you and God.
因为你和神中间没有任何的敌意。
All you want is His will.
你所需要的就是他的旨意。
That's a good place to live.
那将是一个多么好的生活的地方。
Live where God is your friend.
我们可以在生活中和神成为朋友。
The God who knows the future can help and protect you in the present.
因为神知道以后会发生的事情，所以他会保护我们，在当下的环境中保护我们。
That's why I want to maintain a good friendship with God.
所以我很愿意和神保持一个很好的朋友的关系。
God helped Abraham and his son Isaac to find the right wife.
神帮助亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒找到了那个合适的妻子。
I don't have time to talk about it tonight, but there are some miracles that happened in that 24th chapter of Genesis.
我今天没有时间详细来看，但是在创世纪二十四章中发生了很多很神奇的事情。
God proved that this woman was the right one for Isaac.
神证实了这个女子就是为以撒所预备的。
This afternoon we talked about the fact that it's good to be successful in serving God, but sometimes there are failures.
我们今天下午才说在服事神中获得成功是很好，但有时候也会遇到失败。
One of the good things about Scripture is it doesn't cover those things up.
但是经文圣经中却并没有说掩盖这些失败这些失误。
Abraham made some mistakes in his life.
亚伯拉罕在他一生中也犯了一些错误。
He made some fairly serious mistakes.
他犯了一些很严重的错误。
We talked about one this afternoon.
今天下午我们谈到了其中的一个。
He almost got sidetracked in the city of Haran and stayed there.
他差一点就在哈兰城走错路而永远的留在哈兰。
But God didn't give up on Abraham. He came back and said, Abraham, I didn't call you here.
但是神却没有放弃亚伯兰，而是对他说，亚伯兰，我并没有让你停在这里。
I called you to go to the land of Canaan.
我是让你要往迦南地去。
And Abraham went.
所以亚伯拉罕就去到了迦南。
Later, after he got in the land of Canaan,
后来当亚伯拉罕到了迦南的时候
Abraham made another mistake.
他犯了另外一个错误
They had a terrible drought.
他们有一个大的干旱
It didn't rain for a long, long time.
很久都没有下雨
And the crops died.
植物都死掉了
And the animals were dying.
那些动物都已经濒临死亡了
It was a horrible situation.
是一个特别糟糕的一个环境
So Abraham chose to go to Egypt.
所以他决定要到埃及去。
Now apparently that wasn't where he should have been.
很显然的，神并不是要让亚伯拉罕去到埃及。
I don't know exactly where he should have been, but I know he had to do some things going there that weren't right.
我不知道什么是他到底要去哪，但是我知道去到埃及去是不对的。
Abraham's wife was very beautiful.
亚伯拉罕的妻子特别的漂亮。
And he was afraid that when he got to Egypt,They would look at his beautiful wife and say, Ah, we want her, so we'll kill him.
他很害怕到埃及的时候，人们看到他俊美的妻子说，我们想要这个女子，所以我们要把亚伯兰杀掉。
So Abraham said to his wife, When we get there, you say you're my sister.
所以亚伯兰对他的妻子说，当我们到埃及的时候，你对人们说你是我的妹子。
Now that time in history, they did marry a whole lot closer than we do today.
在历史上那个阶段他们很多都是近亲结婚。
Because there was a sense in which she was his half-sister.
实际上这个亚伯拉罕的妻子也是他的这个远房的妹妹。
They both had the same father, but they had a different mother.
他们是同父异母的兄妹。
So Abraham had her tell this half-truth to save himself.
所以亚伯兰就让他的妻子来这样子说一个似是而非的事实来保全他自己。
Always remember, when you have to do something wrong, you're probably on the wrong track.
一定要记住，当你们准备去做一些错事的时候，你要知道你已经走在那个错的路上了。
So Abraham had to tell this story to save his life, he thought.
亚伯拉罕以为他自己可以就讲这样子的似是而非的事情来保存自己的性命。
That was a serious mistake.
这是一个很严重的错误。
It didn't please God.
他是不合神心意，不讨神喜悦的。
It didn't make him any friends in Egypt.
也没有让他在埃及得到更多的朋友。
And he ends up getting run out of the country.
也就是犯了很大的一个错误。
He made a mistake, but again, God didn't give up on Abraham.
虽然这个错误让他最后也离开了埃及，但是神却没有放弃他。
The reason I mention that is because there are times in all of our lives.
我说这个例子是说在我们每个人的生活中
when we make the wrong choices.
有时候我们都会做一些错误的决定
And if you've developed a friendship with God, God will be faithful to you.
当你和神有一个很好的朋友的关系的时候，神是信实的。
He got Abraham out of Egypt and back where he belonged.
所以神带亚伯兰离开了埃及，回到他本该去的地方。
Abraham built an altar and renewed his vows to God.
所以亚伯拉罕就立了一座坛，重新的与神纪念与神立的约。
So God didn't give up on Abraham when he made a mistake there.
所以当亚伯拉罕犯错误的时候，神也并没有放弃他。
We have another serious problem in Genesis chapter 16.
后来又有一个很严重的问题是在创世纪十六章。
God had said to Abraham, "You're going to have a son."
神对亚伯拉罕说，你将要有一个孩子。
He believed God.
他相信神。
His wife believed God.
他的妻子也相信神。
But then time went on and they didn't have a son.
但是过了很久，他们都没有一个儿子。
And again, they got to working on things themselves.
所以他们就开始用自己的这种想法，自己的方法来解决问题。
And they had this very strange custom.
他们有一个很奇怪的一个传统。
It's nothing that we do.
我们现在没有人这么做。
But in that country, if a woman had a servant,
但是在他们当时那个环境、那个国家，如果一个女人有一个使女，
her husband could have a child by that servant, and they would call it hers.
她的这个女子的丈夫可以通过这个女子的使女得一个孩子，然后将这个孩子归在这个女人的名下。
Now that was not what God had in mind for Abraham and Sarah.
但这其实并不是神对亚伯拉罕和撒拉的安排。
Abraham and Sarah were worried because they were so old.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉当时特别的担心，是因为他们年事已高。
But God had promised them a son.
但神应许他们将会得一个儿子。
And the God who made these bodies can change these bodies.
神造我们的身体，也可以改变我们的身体。
And He was going to give Sarah a son.
神是要让撒来生育。
And it was going to be a miracle.
而这是一个神迹。
But they got ahead of God.
但他们却跑太快，跑到神的前面了。
That caused all kinds of problems.
这也产生了很多一系列的问题。
The servant girl began to get smart with Sarah.
这个怀孕的使女就开始对她的主母就不尊敬。
Sarah began to be very hard and ugly with her.
撒来也对这个使女特别的严厉。
It caused conflicts in their home.
所以他们家里有各样的争执。
When the baby was born, Abraham fell in love with that son.
当这个男孩生出来的时候，亚伯兰就喜欢上了这个小孩。
But this was not the son that God promised.
但这个孩子并不是神所应许的那个儿子。
Let me stop right here and say there's a lesson for us.
我就先暂时停在这里，但这对我们来说是一个要学的功课。
When we get ahead of God and begin to try to work things out ourselves, we cause all kinds of problems.
当我们试图跑在神的前面，用我们自己的方法去解决问题的时候，我们往往会制造出更多的问题和麻烦。
We cause problems for ourselves.
我们为我们自己制造了很多的麻烦。
We cause problems for our families.
也为我们的家人制造了很多麻烦。
We cause problems for everyone.
我们有时候会给每一个人制造麻烦。
If you pay attention to the news today,
如果你很注意看新闻的话
，you know that in the Middle East.The Jews and Arabs are fighting.
如果你看新闻，你会看到在中东这犹太人和阿拉伯人在打架。
Every time you check the news out, there's another story about fighting over there.
每次你看新闻都会看到那里有战争。
And they've got Russia brought into that.
有俄国人也掺和进来。
They've even got China brought into that.
中国有时候也参与进来。
They've got the United States brought into that.
美国有时候也在其中。
And they're killing each other.
他们互相征战，有很多的伤亡。
Do you know where those problems come from?
你知道这些问题的根源是哪里吗？
At least some of those problems come from Abraham's mistake right here.
有很大一部分这个争执的根源就是在亚伯拉罕这里犯的这个错误。
The descendants of Abraham's son by the servant girl hate the descendants of Abraham's promised son that God gave him.
亚伯拉罕从他使女生的这个儿子的后代恨恶神所应许的这个儿子的后代。
And to this very day, they're fighting.
直到现在，他们还在彼此的征战。
They fought throughout all the years of history.
他们历史上长期的都在征战。
They hate each other, and nothing is going to change that.
他们恨彼此相恨，而且没有任何的改变。
So even you and I have problems because of Abraham's horrible choice.
即使是因为这个亚伯拉罕做了这个错误的决定，你我都牵扯其中。
You didn't know Abraham affected you, did you?
你甚至 之前都不知道亚伯拉罕这样子影响你的生活。
But he did.
你曾经都不知道，现在你知道了吧？
But my point is this.
但我的我要说的是
，When we begin to work things out without God's leadership, we cause problems.
我要说的是，当我们自己用自己的方法，没有从神来的领导来解决问题的时候，我们会产生很多的问题和麻烦。
You need to become a friend of God and trust Him. He'll always do what He said He would.
你要成为神的朋友，你要相信他，他会一直的去做他所应许的事情。
Abraham did have a son.
亚伯拉罕确实有一个儿子。
Through that son, God brought a race of people.
神也通过这个儿子让他成为多国的父。
And through that race of people, He gave us the Bible.
也通过这样子的他的这个后代，我们有了我们的圣经。
He gave us Jesus, our Savior.
有主耶稣。
And He gave us a hope of heaven.
也让我们有天堂的对天堂的盼望。
When God does things, He does things right.
当神做事的时候，他永远是做对的事情。
But I'm so glad God didn't give up on Abraham when he made this horrible mistake.
但我很开心的是，神在亚伯拉罕做了这么犯了这么大的错的时候，都没有放弃他。
In all of these mistakes, God came back to deal with Abraham again.
不管亚伯拉罕犯怎样的错误，神都回到他的身边来对付他。
And God helped Abraham to obey Him and get back on track.
神帮助亚伯拉罕来顺服神，让他回到他当走的路上。
So the sum of what I want to say to you tonight is,
所以我今天想要对大家说，
You must believe God.
你一定要相信神。
And you must obey God.
要顺服神。
If you want to be a friend of God.
如果你想要做神的朋友的话。
And if you're a friend of God.
如果你是神的朋友。
You have the hope of all of His promises.
你就对他所有的应许都蛮有盼望。
I gave a long list of them this afternoon.
我下午给大家讲了一个很长的神的应许的
I won't go over that list again.
这个清单，我不会再重复这个清单。
But I will say, He promised to work everything in your life for good.
但我说，神应许他会为着你的好处，在你生命中的每一件事情上做工。
God says to us in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love God.
在罗马书八章二十八节说，万事互相效力，为要爱神的人得益处。
That doesn't mean every circumstance in your life is desirable.
并不是说你生活中的每一个境遇都是特别好的。
All of us like cake, I presume. Cake, you know.
每个人都喜欢这个蛋糕。我觉得大家可能都喜欢蛋糕。
But you know, there are lots of things that go into cake.
但你知道蛋糕里面其实有很多的东西的。
There's flour in cake.
有面粉。
Do you eat flour?
你吃面粉吗？
Not by itself, I don't think.
我不认为你会直接拿面粉放在嘴里吃。
There are eggs in cake.
蛋糕里还有鸡蛋。
Do you eat raw eggs?
你会吃生的鸡蛋吗？
I tried one time.
我有一次试着吃这个生鸡蛋。
A fellow offered me $5.
我就觉得太难吃。
I didn't get the $5.
我打了一个五块钱赌，我并没有拿到那五块钱。
I will never try again.
我以后再也不要尝这个生的鸡蛋了。
There's baking soda and salt and on we go.
有这个盐啊，有各种的原材料在里面。
Now when all of that comes together, it makes a cake and it tastes great.
但是当这些原材料合在一起的时候，他们就烤出了这个蛋糕，而且很好吃的蛋糕。
We don't eat cake with its individual ingredients. We eat them together.
当我们吃蛋糕的时候，我们并不是吃它的每一个并不是分别吃它的每一个原材料，而是吃那个合在一起的蛋糕。
And God says, I'll take all of the circumstances of your life and blend them together and they'll be good.
所以神说，我会将你这生命中各样的环境都融合在一起，而这是为着你的好处。
Now you can take your own way if you want to.
你可以走自己的路，如果你想要走自己的路的话。
You can stagger through life trying to work things out like Abraham and Sarah did.
你也可以就是晃晃悠悠自己去用自己的方法来解决问题。
You can run off here and there to try to find happiness, just like Abraham did going to Egypt.
你也可以像亚伯拉罕去埃及一样，自己去寻找你觉得快乐的地方，快乐的东西。
But it's so much better to make a friend of God and let Him guide your life.
但是如果你跟神成为朋友的话，让他去引导你的生活，是比这要更好的。
The Bible says, "In all your ways, acknowledge Him."
圣经中说到，在你一切所行的事上，你都要
And He will direct your path.
他在你一切所行的路上，你都要认定他，他将会为你开路。
Is it worth it to be a friend of God? Oh, yes.
所以成为神的朋友是一件有意义的事吗？当然是。
Yes, yes, yes.
是的，是的，是的。
It will cost you faith.
这需要你有足够的信心。
It will cost you obedience.
这需要你顺服。
But it's worth the investment.
但这确实是很有意义的事情。
So when you go to God in prayer, you don't go to a stranger.
所以当你成为神的朋友，你去祷告的时候，你并不是跟一个陌生人说话。
You go to a friend.
你是在跟一个朋友说话。
You go to one who knows all about you.
他知道你全部的事情。
He knows everything about your past.
他知道你过去所经历的。
He knows everything about your present.
知道你现在经历的。
He knows everything about the future.
他知道你将来所要经历的。
And he promises to bring good if you'll make him your friend.
他也应许你将会为着你的好处来做，但前提是你要成为他的朋友。
Many people want to be around God.
很多人都想要在神的周围。
They want to go to church because it looks good.
我去教会，因为去教会看上去是一件对的事情。
They want to talk religious in certain circumstances.
他们在有些环境里面想要讲一些很敬虔的话。
But what God wants is to be your friend.
但神是想要的是成为他的朋友。
He wants to go beyond just going to church.
他想让我们不只是去教会。
He wants to go beyond just talking religious.
他不是让我们只是来说这些敬虔的话。
He loves you and he wants you to love him.
他爱你，想要让你也爱他。
And he wants to get all of the sin out of your life.
他想要挪去你身上一切的罪。
And he wants to build a relationship with you that will make him your friend.
他想要和你建立一个关系，让你成为他的朋友。
Is that possible?
这可能吗？
Absolutely, that is possible.
当然，这是完全可能的。
God can be your friend.
神可以成为你的朋友。
You've listened to me talk a lot today.
你今天听我说了很多。
You're probably very tired of listening to me talk.
也许你都已经听烦了。
Some of you, I put you to sleep today.
有些人我都让你们听睡着了。
I might have been asleep if I wasn't standing up here.
如果我没有站在这儿，我可能也睡着了。
But it's such a joy to be with you.
但今天很开心和大家在一起。
And I hope you've gotten the point. It's worth it to be a friend of God.
我希望大家都能明白，成为神的朋友是一件很有意义的事情。
And if you will be his friend, he will be your friend.
如果你是他的朋友，他也是你的朋友。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us.
天父，我们谢谢你，你爱我们。
We thank you that you don't give up on us when we struggle.
主啊，谢谢你在我们挣扎的时候，你没有放弃我们。
We thank you that you have our best interest at heart.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你时刻为着我们的好处。
We thank you that we can trust your promises.
主啊，我们谢谢你，让我们可以相信你的应许。
And we want to be your friend tonight.
我们想要成为你的朋友。
Help us to believe you and trust you and obey you.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们信靠你，顺服你。
That will make it possible for us to be your friend.
让我们可以成为你的朋友。
These things we ask in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. May
谢谢
God bless you.
上帝祝福大家。